After bringing her pain and disappointment to Jesus and being sensitively escorted by him into a fuller understanding of who he is, John chapter 11 verse 28 tells us Martha delivered a deeply moving private message from him to her sister. She told Mary, "Jesus is here and calling for you." It's hard to imagine that Mary hadn't been notified of the Lord's arrival in Bethany at the same time as Martha. They were grieving their brother's passing together within a group of mourners. So when Martha got the news and immediately went to him, it seems Mary made a personal choice not to. And I can understand that. There have been times when I've felt so let down by Jesus that I didn't want to talk to him either. Still, Jesus specifically reached out to her through Martha to assure her that in the midst of the heartache, confusion, and discouragement she was experiencing, he was present and inviting her to come to him. Verse 29 tells us she quickly responded to his loving invitation, and verses 30 through 37 describe their encounter. Jesus didn't scold her for hesitating to come sooner. He didn't offer an explanation, even though he knew a dramatic miracle was on its way. He simply allowed her to express her sense of betrayal and wept with her. And that brings back a very vivid memory. At the beginning of 1993, I had uprooted my family from their home, schools, church, and a city we all loved because I'd been asked by our denomination to provide pastoral leadership to a church in another part of our state that was in crisis. It turned out to be a huge challenge. We had earnestly prayed before making the decision, but almost immediately after moving, sensed we'd made a disastrous choice. The church was in far worse shape than we were told. Our kids had a very hard time adjusting. Our finances took a hit. Our marriage struggled, and I was mad at God. I found myself in the small rural community of Visalia, California, a place few people have ever heard of, feeling unappreciated, ineffective, unfruitful, and abandoned. For several years prior, I'd attended a large gathering of pastors from around the world each fall in Southern California. It was always a highlight of my calendar, but that year I didn't want to be around my peers and was in no mood to act like everything was okay between me and Jesus because it wasn't. And I really couldn't afford to go anyway, which I was also upset about. But at the last minute, I decided to go after all. I entered the auditorium filled with 2,000 church leaders for the first session and tried to find a seat as far away as possible from the platform and anyone that might recognize me. I don't recall the theme of the speaker's message, but as he was concluding, he was encouraging us with a reminder that God had called us to the cities we served. With the implied answer being yes, he rhetorically asked, "Is there a man of God in New York? Is there a man of God in Chicago? Is there a man of God in Dallas? Is there a man of God in Los Angeles? All world-class cities." And then he asked, "Is there a man of God in Visalia?" I couldn't believe it. Who's ever heard of Visalia? But it was like Martha's message to Mary. Jesus is here and calling for you. After the meeting, I raced back to the room where I was staying, fell to my knees in the rich sense of his presence, and wept. I was awestruck all over again by the love of the one who showed up in my darkness and called me out of a crowd just so he could hold me in his arms while I unburdened my soul. And I rose from those sweet moments changed. My circumstances were the same, but I was now reconnected with my Savior, and that made everything okay. As with Mary, there was a miracle on its way that I wouldn't have been able to understand at that point, but having the assurance of his empathy and nearness was really all I needed. And no matter what you're going through, it's all you need too. Please hear this urgent personal message from your Savior today. Jesus is here and calling for you.